You got Yasser bin Chalkiyesh, Tikva, Velamisa, Altisa, Nafshacha. You should give most of your child while there's still some type of hope. Welcome, Ari. Velamisa, do not burden yourself with his death. Now, this is a little bit crazy. You're supposed to give some type of Yisur into your kid. In other words, you're supposed to make sure that he understands what he's going to do. Mishle Yutas Yudches. You're supposed to make sure that he's going on the right path and everything like that, right? But with the end, Velamisa, Altisa, Nafshacha, and if he dies, don't worry about it. How in the world does that work? The pshat is that don't pity him by letting him follow his own taivas and do whatever he wants, because ultimately that is a death sentence. Don't say to yourself, burden yourself saying like, oh man, you know what, I'll just let him be. I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to let him be, and that's that. That is not the way to go. My mom had one of my cousins over. This cousin is 4 years old. He has never told no. His parents decided they will never tell him no. So what does he do? He plays on an iPad and on his iPhone. He has an iPad and an iPhone at the age of four.
Why not?
All day long. Yeah. All day long, he's on it. He goes anywhere, he's holding it in front of him, he's watching everything, and he watches these reality TV shows for five-year-olds, made for five-year-olds. Is that crazy? It's the craziest thing you've ever heard.
That's
and my mom's like, okay, while you're in my house, you're visiting, you have to go by my rules. That's a pshav el amiso. Your mom is killing the kid. Al tisa nafshach, don't be involved. Then it says in Pasuk Yates, gidol chema no seonish. But if you have too much anger, okay, you got to give yisurin. But if you do it out of anger and you beat your kid out of anger, oh, then you're just going to carry punishment for that. All it'll be is you're going to give your kid this feeling of where he feels hated or he feels he's getting beaten by his father for no reason. Kim tatzava otosif. What you save, if you save it, you're going to add on. If you save it for another time, the Brisker Rav used to give his kids hits on Motzei Shabbos after Avdolah. Must have made them think like, hope Shabbos never ends. But like you say, for anything they might have done during the week, he would do it then. Because he figured it was the time that he was the least upset. They needed to get potched for something. If he's going to potch them, he'll do it at a time when he's not angry and not upset.
So my problem with these two psukim, like, what real guidelines does the Torah give parents for their children?
Like, it's all over the place. And especially in places like this, like in Mishlei itself, the problem is trying to sift through it and try to figure out what exactly it means.
Right, because a normal person is not going to get it.
No, not going to be able to get it. Sometimes you'll need some type of people that are able to go. Like Revolbi has a sefer on Chinuch. On Chinuch Yeladim, and what we do nowadays as opposed to what was done 100 years ago. Because it's very different. Our world is totally different from what it was. So yeah, it's different. Where do we have actual Sfarim? We see from the Avos and how they treated their kids. We see from certain Psukim in Navi, etc. We see this in different places. But then you have to sift through it and say, well, what's this mean? What's that mean? And that's the issue. These two Psukim are really, really huge, but it depends, right? You can't let your anger get involved whatsoever when you're punishing your child. Because if your anger gets involved, that's when things get out of hand. That's like, all right, grounded for the next year and a half. You're not going to hold to that. You're going to keep him grounded for a day or two. And that means the kid already sees, okay, my dad doesn't mean what he says. That's the worst. You don't want to have that. Pasuk Chaf. Shema Yitzav Kabbal Moser. Listen to some advice. Accept the Moser I'm going to give you. L'mantechem b'chorisechel, so that you'll be wise at the very end. It says in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Rabbos Moshe Zvolav Yishvat Sashem Yisakum. You might be thinking a ton of things, but in the end, only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is going to be. That's only what's going to happen over here. And that line, there's so much over here. David HaMelech is saying, every day I tried to get somewhere, but in the end of the day, I found myself in the Beis Medrash. I had so many places to go, so many things to do, and I just found myself in the Beis Medrash itself. Because I realized, like, that's the most important thing, and that's that. All the things that were going on in David HaMelech's life with Avshalom, what Avshalom was thinking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of all of it without David HaMelech lifting a finger. David HaMelech did not fight Avshalom. David HaMelech just ran away from him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of Avshalom without David HaMelech having to do one thing. And that's it. Tavas Adam Chatzav Vitov Rosh Vitov Rosh Mishkazov. He says, the taiva of a person is his chesed. Now, chesed is an extreme. Either that could be really, really good, because sometimes the taiva of a person is for good things, like learning Torah, etc., doing mitzvot, etc. But sometimes the taiva is for bad things. And then it can be your chesed, which could be something which is terrible, a shame to you and your family, the same way that being together with one sister is a chesed. It's an extreme in the wrong direction. Tov rosh meish kazav. Better to be a poor man than it is to have a liar around, to have a person who is an absolute liar. Meish kazav, to have a liar. And that makes a ton of sense. I'd rather be poor than lie to others to try to make money off them. Right? That's the difference between them. So in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Yiras Hashem L'chaim, the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings forth more life. V'seveya yalin bal yipaked ra. And if you go to sleep satisfied with what your day was like, you will never see any evil. Now the Pashup Shah behind that Pasuk is simply put, think your day through right before you go to sleep. Just have, you know, a 5-minute session with yourself thinking, is there anything I could have worked on better? Is there something that I could have done better? In fact, last night I did this. I did a Shtikul Chashman and Nefesh, right? And by Mariv, I realized I didn't do the same Talmud to Levracha. It's like, did my cheshbon, and I was like, okay, so I had to do Saint Talmud of Racha, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't. I realized it, right, just thinking there. And that's what happens. You go through things, and you know what to improve on, you know what to do better, right, and that's that. Others say, v'sheva yalim v'yipakid ra'at gemara and brachos and daf samach beis, that if you go 7 days without dreaming, right, then you will never go. It's supposed to be like v'yipakid ra. It's as if you were never visited by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right, and that's ra, and that's a bad thing. Sheva yalim v'yipakid, and you didn't have any dreams, ra. That's a very bad thing, so you got to be careful. I don't know if that applies nowadays, where our dreams are a little bit different from what it was back then, but that was the line back then. Chav Dalet. Taman Otzel Yadoi Batzalachas. So the lazy man just hides his hand in the dish. He doesn't feel like lifting it up or even going through. He's just going to, you know, like lift the dish to his mouth and maybe put his mouth down to it. Gamo Piolo Yishivena. He's not even going to bring it back to his mouth. He doesn't even want to lift it up. The lazy person is too lazy to even use a fork and knife in order to eat his food. So he, so to speak, dies of hunger, because he just doesn't want to do anything. That's what a lazy person does. And when you hit a scorner, a guy who's a scoffer, who deserves to be hit for what he's been saying, that means that the other simple people that are around that see that will become smarter. You know why? Because if you let the lates go, and you allow him to do what he's doing or say what he's saying, then the next challenge is going to be even further, because the other people see that he got away with it. And then it's even harder. When I'm dealing with, again, this is different between base matters and high schoolers. When you're dealing with a high schooler, if you allow a high schooler to get away with something, which is not so bad, but the next one is going to be bad. The next one is.
Push the envelope.
So you have to do something. You have to, yeah, of course they're pushing the envelope. So you have to do something. You don't have to go crazy. You have to be like, that's not okay. Okay, you don't have to punish them, but you have to say something. So that the next time, they already were warned that such a thing happened, so at least they know what's going to be. That's the idea. That's v'ochiach l'navon. When you give that mussar to a person who understands, yavin das, he'll understand it completely, and he'll only gain from that. Mishadid av yavriach em, a son who, well, we'll just say, he desolates his father, yavriach em, and he chases away the mother, bein mevi shumachber, a son who is this embarrassing guy and just does all the worst things in the world. A child who does that is just going to be the worst thing in the world. That's just a guy who's just straying into like the worst paths that a person can come up with. It just goes further and further and further, and that's how it goes through. Another interpretation, another way of looking at it is, mishadid of, it destroys the father when yavriach em, because bein mevi shumachber. If a father decides he's going to beat up his child because of something that he did, the mother will run away and it'll destroy the entire family. And that's something that you have to be careful of as well. You don't want to take the punishment on all by yourself. You got to be careful. Chadal b'ni lishma moser, avoid, my son, from listening to Musar, lishkos mi'imrei das, by straying away from the words of knowledge, by staying away from it and saying, no, I don't need that. That's not for me. I don't have to get involved with that whatsoever. Eid b'lial yalitz, right? A witness, right? Which is, who is lawless. A guy who has no yoke on top of him. Yalitz, he'll do whatever he wants. If he doesn't have the right moral instruction, he'll make up whatever he wants. That's a guy who'll just be a false, because what does he care? Yalitz mishpat, he's going to destroy all judgment. Upirushayim yivala oven, right? In the mouth of the wicked, they want to do more and more sins. You tell them what they can do, they'll give away anything. They have absolutely no problem with it whatsoever. And that's a problem. You got to be someone with some moral code. There's got to be something behind you that you believe in. Nechonu leitzim shvatim. So what you need to do for some of those leitzim who have nothing, you know, they're scorners and they just don't care whatsoever, you don't want them to be these false aid and whatever it is, you got to hit them. You got to hit them where it hurts. Now that could be physical, obviously it's a possibility, right, in certain cases. That's the idea of hake eshinov by the Russia. But it could be more than that. It could be that what we're saying is that you have to go after them and fight with them. You don't think that there is going to be retribution for what you're doing? You don't think you're going to get caught? Of course you're going to get caught. Let me tell you what happens to people like you. You have to at least acknowledge that they are scorners and say, I think you're wrong, and fight them on it. At least let your das be known, rather than just, listen, that guy is saying whatever he wants to say, I'm not going to get involved with that. Because if you do that, he'll go further and further, thinking that he has permission from you, or that you're even on his side to do what he's doing. That's the reason why. So that's the idea. Malumos legave ksilim. And so too, blows for the backs of fools. You should fight them. You should try to do something to make sure that they're not just doing whatever they want. Even more so. Leitz hayayin, homesh echor. Wine makes a person into a scorner. You drink too much, you'll say things that you don't mean and you don't want to say. Homesh echor. A person who drinks enough beer is going to talk and talk and talk. V'chol shogeb aloyachkam. Anybody who becomes involved with it and just keeps doing it over and over and over again, He will never be wise. Such a person will never become smart. He's going to lose everything. Because strong drink just makes you get so angry sometimes. It brings an anger within him that he's, at least as if he's missing something. It's going to make you riotous, so to speak. You get involved, you start shouting, you start doing things that you never really wanted to do. Nam kekfir, emas melech. The terror of a king is like the roaring of a lion. Abroi chotin afsho. Somebody who provokes him to anger, he's going to be sinning against his soul. Something really bad is going to happen. The idea behind this is just simply put, the greatness of having a king that you can actually be afraid of is that people will not do anything to him. They'll be scared to. Because if they do, if they provoke the king, they wake up the king, you know, rousing the sleeping bear, you're going to get destroyed. So that's a form of yira. Not a great form of yira. It's not like awe. It's more of fear, but I'm actually scared to do anything. Since there are policemen out there, I'm not willing to do something like that. Since there is a fear of what the policeman can do to me, I'm not going to do something like that. Unfortunately, that's been lost a little bit over the past couple of years, sometimes with the right intentions. But when you have policemen being tried for what they're doing, that makes people lose their fear of the policeman. They feel that they can go up. I remember talking to a 16-year-old not too long ago, and I said, he was speeding all over the place. I said, aren't you afraid of cops? He's like, no, I'm not going to give him my driver's license. Why should I give him my driver's license? I'm like, okay, let's sit down and have a talk here. Let's talk about what that means. Aside from the fact that you're endangering other people's lives, but he honestly is not scared of policemen, or so he says until he actually gets caught. Right. But his line is that, why do I have to worry about them? Now, if a person is scared of getting a ticket, then he's not going to do anything. He's not going to allow himself to do anything like that. Why would he do that? That's the greatness of having a leader at that time. That's why at the end of Shoftim, when you go through Pelegesh Begiva and Micha with the Avodah Zarah, it says throughout, at that time, Ein Melech B'Yisrael. Isha Yashar Ben Avyasa. People just did whatever they thought was right. They did whatever they wanted. Because there was no king in Bnei Yisrael at the time. There was no king. I can do anything. What do I care? That's the place where they were. It's an honor for a person to stay away from fights. But an evil person gets involved in every fight. He throws himself there. Even if it's not his fight, two people are fighting, he gets involved. He's like, I agree with him. He puts himself in there. That's a bad person. It's better, it always says, in the land of Eretz Yisrael, this is a Medrash Chazal, when two people were fighting, the first to stop arguing was considered to be of a higher yichus, higher lineage. Because a person who would do that knows, he came from a finer family. Because listen, if you want to be able to get into fights, it just means like, well, you're trying to prove yourself, you want your das to be known, right? It just takes a little bit. Say what you want to say, and then step back, right? Instead of raising the voice, etc., something like that. Pasuk Dalet, Mechorav Atzolil Yachreish, the lazy person, which we mention in every single parak, in the winter will not be able to plow. Vishol b'katsir, he'll ask for others in the reaping time, but he has nothing. Because he waited and waited and waited and he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So at the end of the day, he's left with absolutely nothing. So Chazal say that this is not just referring to this. It's if you're involved in all these fights and everything, sometimes you say to yourself, okay, well, maybe it's time for me to learn. Maybe learning will help me. But it's too late. The learning that you could have done that would have helped you, it's too late for that. It's you're not there anymore. So you lost out on that tremendous opportunity to learn Torah and it's no longer with you. Mayim amukim eitzah b'lev. Deep waters is eitzah in the heart of a person, b'lev ish. B'ish tivuni yidlena. A man of discernment will be able to draw it forth. Everything's within you, and you have the ability to decide everything you need. But you have to do it at the right times, and you have to know how to do it. And if you don't, you're just going to get lost completely. What we just said, that a lazy person, it's going to be too late for him to go. Sometimes you'll see people who try to dive in. Like, I'll see this all the time, where people who are, you know, 25, 30 years old will try to get into learning again, and they'll go straight to Kabbalah, right? Or like levels of Hasidus that are really, really high. And if you have a good Rebbe for that, that could be amazing. You have a Rebbe who really knows that stuff, that's amazing. Instead, if you don't, you're just going to get involved in Hasidus. It's not going to mean anything to you. You're just going to be sitting there saying, like, but you don't have the basis. You need the base of like of the Gemara or whatever it is, and then build yourself upon that. And if you're going to skip levels, that can go really bad. That's what it means. It's mayim amukim eitzah b'lev. It can be b'levish. It could be really deep waters, and to try to grab it will be really, really difficult. We're telling you, don't go all in at once. Draw the water out little by little. Take little by little. Enjoy the little parts that you can get for right now. And then try to go further and further, little by little, to get yourself deeper and deeper. That's the idea behind it. Shlomo Melech tried to do this by making mashal by mashal by mashal to make it more understandable. So eventually you came to understand deeper parts of the Torah. And supposedly that's what Mishle is. That Mishle is all about understanding things on the outside. But deep down inside, there's secrets here that a person like Shlomo Melech could put into his sefer that we're just not understanding. It says, Rav Adam, Yikra Ish Chasdai. So most men will be called Ish Chesed. They're called men of Chesed. Otherwise, you could say like a strong man, a Rav Ish, a Rav who's an Ish, is a man filled with Chesed. Ish Emunah Mi'imtzah. But who can find a faithful man? A person who has pure Emunah when it comes down to it. A faithful man is a person who does everything that he's commanded to do and that he's not commanded to do. He's willing to do without scorning, without being upset. He does everything because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do it. How many people are there like that in the world itself? Who can find such a person? A chesed guy, there's tons of chesed guys. A guy who's a good guy, you'll find tons of good guys. But are you going to find an ish emunah, a person that you can mamish trust with your life, trust with your money, trust with everything you have? Are there people like that? Of course there are, but there are not that many. That's what it means to find a friend that's going to be like that, an ish emunah. Misalech mevtumo tzadik, a righteous man is a person who walks in bitumo, in his innocentness. Ashrei banavacharav, and his children are only happy. That tzaddik walks with his innocence. He just walks in and he does whatever he's supposed to do, and then his children go after him because they see this guy is a good person. Probably the biggest problem is that a lot of kids see that their parents are looked upon in the community as X, and they see them at home. And at home, they're the most vulnerable. And they say, well, my parent is not X, he's Y. And that's what happens, and a person ends up going in the wrong direction. That can happen in the secular world where a kid can end up becoming more religious because of that, because they see some type of hypocrisy or something like that, so they go in the other direction. Or you could see it in the religious world where you have a big rabbi, right, but the kid sees something different and goes in the other direction, becomes a little bit different from what his father is. And it's the same reason. He sees what he deems to be hypocrisy, whether it actually is or not, doesn't make a difference. He sees something that's like that, and therefore he goes in the other direction. He takes it in the other direction. When a person sees their parents and believes there's the truthness behind them, there's something real behind them, then they want to be what their parents are. They want to continue what their parents have done. That seems to be a truism, even if there are exceptions to the rule. It seems to be a truism in almost everything in life. It seems to be there's something there. Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din Mizar Ve'Ein of Kol Ra. A king who sits on that throne of judgment, he throws away all evil with his eyes. He just scatters it just with that, just by looking at people. Like, yeah, that's what you wanted to do. And again, this is something that you can do with kids. It's something very easy. You just look at them like, is that the right thing to do right now? You don't even have to say it. You just look at them, and they know exactly what you're saying. Who in the world can say that I've kept my heart clean, that I'm pure from any sin? Obviously, nobody has that. You got to look at yourself and say, okay, what can I do to make myself a little bit better? What can I do to make myself a little bit more yasher? Having two different types of stones and two different types of weights in your house is an abomination to our Kaddish Baruch Hu, both of them. In other words, the idea behind it is this guy has one weight that he uses for the poor people that come in. And, you know, it's like a little bit, you know, it's like exactly the weight of what it's supposed to be. And then when a richer person comes in, because he knows the guy can afford it, he takes out his other weight and he uses that instead. And although that sounds like, listen, I would use this weight all the time. It's the real deal. This is something that everybody uses. But when you have those two, Tov Hashem Gam Shnehem, both of them are an abomination. Even the one that's the real weight. That's not the right thing to do. And that's just cheating by pretending that you're saying, like, no, I'm trying to do for the poor person a little bit. I'm trying to help him out a little bit. Gam b'malo lov, yisnaker nar. Even a young man can be made strange because he does something wrong. Most people say, well, under the age of 13, he can't be judged, right? Under the age of 20, he's not chay b'dinei shamayim. Although that's true, there's no question people can be affected by what they do and what happens to them. It's very possible that something they do when they're a little kid will affect them for the rest of their life. Meaning, if a kid gets involved in drugs in any which way, right, it's very possible he'll never be able to get out of that. And it's going to stay with him, and he's never going to be able to go there. So at the age of 20, he sits there and he says, what did you want me to do with my life? And I hear you, but a bad decision that's made when you're not responsible can literally change your life for the rest of your life and completely destroy it. That's what can happen to a person. So that's gam b'malalav, yisnaker nar. Even a little kid can be affected by that. Im zach b'im yasher palo. If his work is pure and if it's right, then it's going to go the other direction. Everything could happen, something awesome. It could be that something will really, really happen. And in another way, you could say instead of yisnaker as being nechar, as being strange or a bad thing, you could say yisyaker, yisnaker, that it's understood. Even a kid can be well known for his deeds, right? And people look at him and say, that kid is going to grow up to be a big tzaddik. If the kid makes the right decisions, right, and he does the right things, then yeah, he could very well be something that's absolutely awesome. The Medrash that everybody knows is based on this pasuk, the Medrash of Moshe Rabbeinu and Paro. When Paro took Moshe Rabbeinu on his lap, right, and he sat him on his lap, and when Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, the dog, you know, Odysseus child, and he took the crown off of Paro's head and he put it on his head, right? And the Bilam turned and looked at Paro and said, "That kid is going to destroy your throne. That kid is going to take down all of Mitzrayim." To which Paro said, "I don't think it's that." And Yisro argued the other way. And they said, "Let's bring out two different things. There's gold that glitters and glowing coals. Glowing coals that has that red glowing thing. We'll see what he reaches his hand to." Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, reached for the gold, and the Malach came, slapped his hand, and reached for the coals themselves. And that, the Medrash says that by this, it says, "Gam b'malalav yisnaker nar, imzach v'im yashar pa'alo." Right? Even there, you can recognize a child by what he does. And Moshe was recognized as being a child who was just an innocent youth because of that, and he wasn't killed. And he was able to be taken care of. But it's based on this pasuk over here. Ozen shemas v'ayin ro Hashem asa gam shneim. The hearing ear, an ear that hears and an eye that sees, a Kadosh Baruch Hu does both of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us senses to use properly, both our eyes and our ears to be able to use in the right way. That's so important to be able to have them around, to be able to use our eyes and ears for the right things and not for the wrong things. For us to be able to hear the right things and not listen to, you know, the wrong things, for us to see the right things and not see the wrong things. We're given this for reasons. We have to use them properly. I'll tell Shana, Penti Varesh, don't love sleep, because what's going to happen is you're going to become poor. I can't even tell you, I'm sure you both have stories like this. I got a guy a job. Guy ended up getting this job, and it looked like it was going really, really well. But this guy always had a problem oversleeping. He overslept. You know, one day, came late to work, and I said, "Okay, just don't do it again." He overslept a second day. At 11 o'clock, texts his boss and says, "I'm not going to be in today." Boss says, "Don't come in again." And that's that, right? Simply put, like, I understand you have a hard time getting up in the morning, but you don't have a choice. Like, at some point, you realize there are ramifications for everything you do. And that's a serious one. It says, "Al tav shena penti v'resh," you're going to become poor. "P'kachinecha svalachan," open up your eyes, be satiated with the little bit that you need in order to get through. Chazal learned from over here as well. Did you know that, I don't know if this is true scientifically, but Chazal say a blind man is never he's never full after eating. Because the only way to become full from eating is when you see the food in front of you and you see it disappearing. But you don't become full if you can't see it. I never knew that. I would have thought that it was just a physical thing.
I'll buy it.
It says this idea that he can't do it, and it's from this. Pekachi necha svalachan. When you open your eyes, you'll be able to satiate with what's it called? With bread. Otherwise, you'll just keep eating, and you won't have a way of finishing it off. The one thing that I do know is that this is true by almost every kid who has Down syndrome, unfortunately. They have no ability to stop themselves because they're just... It's almost like pekachi necha is almost like be smart about it. Like a pekach is a smart person. You got to be smart. You can't just eat everything. But most people with Down syndrome do not have that cognitive ability to realize, oh, I should stop here. So they just keep eating and eating and eating and eating, and they don't feel satiated. They don't feel satisfied, and that's why many of them are bigger, because that's what happens. They don't have that ability to stop. Ra, ra, yomar akaina. The buyer says, "Oh, this is terrible. This is terrible. I can't believe it." In other words, like, "Oh, you're selling it for $100. It's worth only like $50. Try to get the thing down. The ozolo, Ozzy Salel. But then when he walks home, he says, like, "I got the best buy ever. Got the greatest thing in the world." He goes around. Because when you look at something, you obviously see it and the worst that it could possibly be in order to cheapen it in front of the other guy. But as soon as you're gone, you go there. Now here, again, we're talking about Torah itself. The only way to be able to learn Torah properly is by using it and saying, "I'm going to eat my bread, I'm going to drink my water, I'm going to do little by little, I'm going to try to grow in that way, I'm not going to try to do anything else." But unfortunately, it doesn't always happen in the way that we planned. Ra ra yomer akayna, ozelo ozelel. You want to be able to praise yourself at the very, very end, you're going to have to get involved with it as much as you can before, as much as you can when you have the opportunity, and that's that. But if you go into it without taivas, just to do what you need to do, it makes it a little bit easier to get involved over here. That's that. It also is a lesson that we shouldn't be bemoaning our fate, I think is the right wording over here. Going around saying, like, "This is horrible, this is horrible, this is horrible." When you say this is horrible enough, you start to believe it. If you say this is awesome enough, you start to believe it as well. You start making things a little bit better and a little bit more powerful. Yezov v'rapaninim. There is such things as gold and a ton of pearls. Ukli yakor sifse das. But the most precious jewel out there are the lips of knowledge, the ability to say something. Only when you have those lips of knowledge, the ability to be able to have that, will you be able to really appreciate the golden jewels that you have. Because again, getting a gift because you're a nebuch, right, is never something that anybody wants to do. It feels like it was just a gift from somebody random. Lekach bigdo ki arav zar. Take your garment, right, ki arav zar, because a stranger you gave for as a surety, as a collateral for a stranger. Uba'ad nachriya chavleyu. And hold the rope that was considered like the chavel, the surety, the pledge of a woman over there as well. Once again, Shlomo Melech for the third time says, never be a creditor. Do not get involved in these types of things where you say to somebody else, yeah, sure, I'll take care of you. You want to take a loan from somebody? I'll sign in the dotted line just in case you don't pay back. For the third time, Shlomo Melech says, don't get involved in that stuff. A smart person has to see this is not something a friend does for another friend unless he can easily pay it off. Arev le'ish lechem shaker. The bread of lies is arev le'ish. It tastes good to a man. Whenever you see a lie, right, it seems like something's going to be really, really good, unfortunately. The achri yamali piu chatzots. But afterward, your mouth is completely filled with gravel. This is a great story. It's interesting because I don't remember this at all. It must be in the Yerushalmi. But he quotes it from the Gemara over here. He says, this son of Rechini ben Tradyan drifted into crime until one day his criminal associates killed him. His father, now Chanan ben Tradyan was one of the Asar Rugi Malchus, if you remember. His daughter was married to Reb Meir. He had another daughter who was thrown into the Kuba Shelzonos by the Romans because she had acted in a dainty way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished her. And he and his wife, his wife was punished as well. I don't know what happened to his wife, but he was burned with the Sefer Torah, right? That was Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan, right, when they had the sponges around him, so he would, you know, go a little bit further, and the letters went up to the Shemayim, and the guy jumped in, took away the sponges, and jumped in with him. That's Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan. So he lost a son to that. His father went looking for him and found his abandoned body in the middle of the wilderness. So the mouth of the corpse was filled with earth and stones. Rabbi Chanan ben Tradyan cited this verse. He said, Arev le'ish lechem shaker, you get involved in lies and things like that. When he brought the remains home for the burial, the people out of deference for the father wanted to eulogize the son, but he wouldn't permit it. He said to them, I say about my son, right, this is the worst thing that a person could have, like a fool as a son for what he went through. And they quote these right over here. They quoted other psukim and Mishlei itself. He said that. So it's a little crazy. His sister, who's probably Bruria, the wife of Reb Meir, said, you roar when your end comes. Your flesh and body are consumed, etc. He goes through those. She went through almost all of Parakeh. He said that about her brother. He said, that's what happens to a person when this happens. When you get involved with this stuff, expect that at the end of the day, you're going to lose out tremendously. Hopefully it doesn't end in death or things like that, but getting involved in this stuff is never easy for anybody. It says, Machshavos be'etza tikain. Every purpose is established. Only thoughts are established when you have good etza. If you have good etza that you can go to, you can ask people to, but tachbulos ase mochama. However, there are strategies that also can turn into war. You got to be really careful because everybody wants to do something and they all want to get something. You got to be really careful on how you use it properly. Gole soid holich rachil. Somebody who goes about revealing secrets of others. He goes around and bearing tales. He wants to tell other people what happened. Laposas vasov lutisarov. Don't meddle with a person who goes around speaking everything that comes out of his lips. He just wants to say everything. Don't mix in with these people. Don't people that tell over secrets or are willing to tell tales or whatever it is, these people are the worst people to hang out with because they're not talking about you yet, but they will. They are going to say something about you next. So you can never tell them anything. Nekala aviv imo yidach neiro. Somebody who curses his father and his mother, what do you think is going to happen? Your nair is going to be crushed be'ishon chayshech in the worst, the darkest of darkness. That's what's going to happen over here. So this is a very, very difficult one. Although we don't have any true ramazan to Gehenim or Gan Eden in the Tanakh, there's nothing that specifically says here is Gan Eden or here is Gehenim. Everything's like through a hint. This is yet another really, really good hint. And the hint is that when a person does these types of things, cursing out their father and the mother, you're going to go to Gehenim. You're going to do things that eventually will lead you to Gehenna itself. And that's what it means. You will be in a place where the lamp will be blotted out. There will be no light. You'll be in a dark area where all there is punishment, unfortunately. That's the idea. And not only that, but not listening to your father and your mother, not doing the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em could cause ner mitzvah to be extinguished. Your mitzvahs will be taken away. Your mitzvahs themselves could be taken away. And somehow that is a bit of a mita keneged mita. You're not willing to do this mitzvah. You don't deserve to do the mitzvahs that your parents taught you when you grew up. Your parents gave you your tefillin and allowed you to go. And you're yelling at your father, telling your father he's a Rasha, and yet wearing the tefillin that he bought you every single day? How dare you? How could you do that? Tzitzis is something that your parents raised you on. They told you, wear tzitzis, so you wear tzitzis. So if you wear those tzitzis that your parents taught you, and then you yell at your father, how could you do that? That's the idea behind it. Pasuk Chav Aleph, it says, Nachla Mibohelis Barishon of Achrisol Zavaroch. An inheritance could be hastily acquired at the very beginning, but in the end, there is no way you're going to get any blessing from it, because unfortunately, more fights come from those things than from anything else. Al-Tomer Ashalma Ro, Kabbalah Shem Yoshalach. Don't say, you know what, I'm going to take care of that guy. That guy did evil to me, I'm going to pay him back. No, just hope for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshalach. He'll be able to give you everything you need. To Hashem Evan V'Oven, as we said before, that abomination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is having the different types of zone. Moz Nehmim Elotayif, having that scale that's filled with evil is never good. You're never going to gain from that. Hashem Mitzadi, Gavrava Adomai Yavin Darko, because all steps that man takes are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads you in the right path for you to succeed. How is a man going to understand the road that he's supposed to go on? How is that possibly going to happen? Mokesh Adam, it is a snare for a person, Yola Kodesh, to say straight out or scream out loud, it is holy or be holy. V'achar nidarim levaker. After vows, then, after you make the nidarim, after you promise what to do, only then can you make actual, you can make an investigation and see what's going to happen. Mizor Rishayim Melechacham, a wise king will take care of the Rishayim and scatter them throughout the world. He won't put them in one place, because if they get together, they're going to come up with Eitzes. They're going to destroy the world. The Yesholem Ofan. He turns the wheel over them. He makes sure that they're not in a position to succeed or to come up with good Eitzes. He puts them in a different place that he doesn't have to worry about them. And he knows he keeps them under his skin, right? Under, you know, his auspices, so he knows where the Rishayim are. But on the other hand, does not give them a position of power for them to be able to do anything bad. The neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you have within you is like a lamp of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chovis Kol Chadrei Batin, searching all the most innermost parts that's able to go through. If you recognize this pasuk a little bit, it's because we learn from this pasuk how to search for chametz. Over here it says Chovis Kol Chadrei Batin, and over there it says the word Chipus as well. So we learn from over here that when you do Bedikas Chametz, you're supposed to have a ner, not a torch, but a single candle. Because even though a torch would be the most, you know, the probably most expedient, right? But a candle has number one, you would put a candle into, you know, corners. You wouldn't put a torch into a corner. You could cause a fire. A candle has good light that goes in front of it. The torch, so to speak, goes behind it. There's so many other reasons over here. We learn it out from right over here. Chofes Kol Chadrei Batin, because you can search the innermost parts and realize who you are. Chesed Emes Yitzru Melech. Lovingness and kindness. If you keep those things, Yitzru Melech, they will keep the king around. V'sod b'chesed kiso. And the throne will be upheld through the kindness of the king himself. That refers, Shlomo Melech is talking about King David Melech, that his throne was able to survive because of the kindness that he showed. Tiferes Bachurim Koicham, the glory of all young men is their power and strength. How does the kingdom say, well, the splendor of old men is the fact that they look old. When they look old, they're able to be taken seriously, and people look at that. But the Bachurim, what they have is their strength. Maybe their minds aren't ready. Maybe they're not making the right decisions yet. They don't have that, but they have physical power that they can do again and again and again that makes a person very, very good. Chaburos petza, tamruk bera, bruises, wounds. What happens, they purge away all evil things. So when a person gets that, you shouldn't think to yourself, oh, why did this happen to me? It could be good for you. It could be something that'll purge you of anything bad that you might have had. Makos chadrei batin, as do blows that even reach the innermost part. It's a kapara. You have to think of it as a kapara and say to yourself, okay, it's hard, but that's what these things are going to be. It's been 20 years since I got into a car accident. 20 years. And last week, when I was coming back from Rav Levin's funeral, on Wednesday night? Yeah, it was Wednesday night. Because I didn't learn with you last week. That's the reason why.
No. We did.
Mm-mm. Last week. Oh, we did? Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was before that. That's right. But coming back, right? I got into that for the first time in 20 years. And right? And all I'm sitting there is, it's got to be a kapara. I have to use this as a kapara. Because it's the worst thing in the world. Now, Baruch Hashem, everything worked out okay so far. It looks like it's going to be okay. But nonetheless, it's like, so Chapala, we got to look at these things and say to ourselves, okay, that's that. Okay, we're not going to be able to finish Chav Aleph over here, but there's a couple of psukim here that are famous that you all know. Pal Gemayim, Lev Melech Yad Hashem. Like streams of water, the heart of the king is in Hashem's hands. Akol Shiyachbos Yatenu, whatever Hashem wants him to do, he does. They use this pasuk quite a bit. Lev Melech Yad Hashem. For example, regular human beings obviously have the choice of bechira, right? Because their bechira does not affect too many people other than the immediate people around them. Like if you decide to do something, Ari, if you decide to go somewhere to do something, that'll affect the people around you, but that's about it. Who else is being affected by it? Is all of the world being affected by that? No, it seems not like that way. But if the president makes a decision, or the prime minister of England makes a decision, or, I don't know, the king of England, well, I guess he doesn't really matter whatsoever, right? The prime minister of Russia makes a decision that affects the whole world. The whole world can be affected by it. If he decides to do something that's really, really dumb, that's there. For that reason, Lev Melachim Biyad Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the decision-making of the policymakers of the world. Even though there is Bechira, you have less Bechira as a king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, takes it away from those people. He doesn't allow them. And for that reason, because they have too much power, and allowing them to use that power, it can be
a
really returnable thing. Yeah.
You look around the world and you see all the bad people who are in charge.
Despots, etc., yeah.
And who do bad things, who make bad decisions.
And part of that is
Ratzon
Hashem.
Obviously, you could say it could be worse, but
no. Part of that is Ratzon Hashem. It's part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that person in charge for that person, because he deserved to be part of the punishment that needs to be there. He was involved. But you're right. Clearly, there might be a way of, I don't know if the word is overcoming what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, but doing something that you would never have thought that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want to do. I don't know, was Gaddafi or Saddam Hussein and everything they did, Putin, right? Is that Lev Malachim Biyad Hashem? Did you just hear the Saudi prince? Looks like he killed somebody else now. Hear about that?
Well, he killed more than two people.
Well, I mean, that we've caught. But is it, when it's becoming public, you know it's bad, right? But it looks like he did. I don't know. Kol derech ish yasher be'inav, every way of man is right in his eyes. V'solchin libos Hashem, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs the heart, gets involved in the heart itself. So again, everything, the way you go about your life, and how many times you do this, like, that guy's way too religious. That guy, he's not religious enough. That guy, oh, he's just like me, he's good. Like, that's the way we think. Because we look at other people and we think, like, if they act like me or they do like me, then they're good. Because everyone else is either too extreme in one of the other ways. And that's kol derech ish yasher be'inav. Everything you have, it's yasher in your own eyes. And it should be, because you worked on yourself and you brought yourself to a certain point. It should be that way. Talking with Hashem, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into the heart and he sees what you're really thinking. You think that you're right and that's the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really knows what's going on deep down inside. Aso tzedakah u'mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizavach. The greater thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants more than any korban is doing tzedakah and mishpat. To be able to do any tzedakah and mishpat that a person has is much better than anything else that a person can do. Rum einayim beruach urechav lev nir rishayim chatos. So we say, rum einayim, acting with haughtiness, rechav lev, having a very proud heart and going around thinking that you need more and more and more, nir rishayim chatos, even the nir rishayim, even when they plow, it's a sin. Anything that the Rishayim do, even if it seems like it's a really good thing and he's trying to help, it really has some type of, there's an evil connotation behind it. There's something that he wants out of it. We'll end with this one. And hey, machshavos charutz ach lemosar, the thoughts of those people are charutz, charitzim, diligent people. Ach lemosar, they are only, right, for the extras. That's for what else can I do? The added things that do. V'chol otz ach lemosar, but everyone who is hasty, all that's going to happen over there is he's going to lose out from what he could possibly get. That's all that's going to happen over here. Person acts too hasty, he's going to lose everything over here. He has to think deliberately. He has to have an idea of what he wants to do. That makes everything so much better. Okay, we'll stop with this and puzzle those.